For WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Christine DiMatte.
Coming to school with the shower cap on.
Cut off overalls that were cut too short with the cheeks hanging out. You would see strapped shirts and too short of shorts and flip-flops.
Some Broward County parents say they've seen all sorts of inappropriate apparel on the grounds of their children's schools. But it's not the kids who are badly dressed. Turns out it's their parents. And now some school board members are saying, enough is enough. We're here in the Deerfield Beach Sun Sentinel newsroom with reporter Scott Travis. He's been covering the education beat for 14 years. Now, what exactly is the nature of the quote-unquote wardrobe malfunction we've been seeing on public school grounds?
Actually, it started when the school board was discussing policies, their student code of conduct, and one of the items on that was dress code for students. And that prompted one of the school board members to say, what about a dress code for parents? We have a lot of parents that are coming to school very inappropriately dressed in sagging pants, in curlers, in pajamas, in very short shorts, and they're not really setting the best example for the kids. The kids seem to do pretty good at adhering to the dress code, but we don't seem to have anything for parents.
Now, in the course of your reporting, you and your colleague Amy Beth Bennett spoke to quite a few parents, and all of them seemed to agree that their fellow parents really should put their best feet forward when on school grounds. Here's what a few of them had to say.
You don't want your children seeing somebody else's children's mothers with their cheeks hanging out and breast hanging out.
It definitely bothers me. I don't want my kids seeing parents wearing stuff like that.
That comes straight out the bed. At least brush your teeth.
At least brush your teeth. I love that. I love that. All kidding aside, though, it's one thing for the school district to regulate what students do and even how they dress on campus. But really, how enforceable is it when it comes to their parents?
I don't think it really is. I think you could probably have a general policy that says you can't come to school naked or you can't come to school exposing, you know, certain parts that might be considered obscene or vulgar. But I can't imagine that you could have a policy that says you can't wear curlers in your hair. It may not be the most professional, but I don't really see what they can do as far as enforcing a dress code.
Scott, have you received feedback on your story? Are there people who are saying, come on, get serious, there are more important issues to deal with besides, you know, parents with curlers in their hair?
Well, one of the things I've gotten a few emails about it, nothing out of the ordinary, but one of the things I thought that was interesting is if you look at the comment section of the story, there were a lot of comments about that. And there are certainly some people who thought, with all the issues in the Broward County School Board that they've dealt with in recent years. I mean, they've dealt with corruption. They've had school board members that have been arrested and resigned, and they've lost a bunch of funding. They're losing students to charter schools. Is this really what they need to focus on? Others feel like it's almost like what New York City did when they tried to take care of things like the the squeegee people and the homeless people and make the streets look better, that if you make the outside look better, then that promotes an environment that helps reduce a lot of the more serious problems.
We've been chatting with reporter Scott Travis. He covers the education beat for the Sun Sentinel. Scott, thanks again.
Thanks. It was a pleasure talking to you.
For WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Christine DiMatte in Deerfield Beach.